Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hardworking and dependable. Test drive a Silverado at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
It's amazing how many times you don't hear about a book until the book's been banned, and that draws more attention to the book. But of course, I don't have young children in the house anymore, so I wasn't really familiar with the book. But a local Chicago author's children's book has become one of the most banned books in America. Veronica Ariola is an activist, a writer, the chair of the 24th District Council for Chicago's Community Commission for Public Safety and Accountability. And on top of that, you're also an author. Welcome to the show, Veronica.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So how did you find out that the book was not only being banned, but on the list of one of the most banned books in America?
Someone I know sent me a text with a screenshot of my book and said, "Is this you? Is your book banned?" And I said, "Yes, that's me, but I don't think my book is banned." And then she sent me a link to a People magazine article. And sure enough, my book is on the list.
It's J is for Justice, an activism alphabet. What is it in that book that you think put it on the list?
I mean, I think that because one of the entities that have filed objections in terms of banning is the Department of Defense, I feel like they probably just did a control F for lots of different words. And the fact that justice and activism is in the title, that probably put it right in the banned list. But I do know that somebody, I believe in Virginia, objected to the book for the positive depictions of LGBTQ folks. R is for rainbow and does talk about LGBTQ folks. And then Q is for quilt and has the illustration I made sure was the depiction of the AIDS quilt. Being queer myself, I wanted to make sure that my whole life was reflected in this book because I drew a lot of inspiration from my life as an activist, my life as a mom, and the people around me.
And you wrote it to help answer some of your daughter's questions. Is that something that I read? Is that true? Or
so when I wrote it, she was already in college, but I drew on that inspiration of all the questions she would ask me when she was little, like, you know, we live in Rogers Park and having to drive down Lakeshore Drive to get to school. She would see the encampments along Lakeshore and then also saw lots of for sale signs and noticed empty buildings in our neighborhood and was asked one day, like, why don't those people just move into those apartments? Why don't we just give them those apartments? So she was probably five doing this kind of math. And I had to find a way to explain that to her, and I'm not exactly sure how, but I knew that all the questions she was asking were just really smart and sharp and really throw parents. And I mean, if it threw me, and I'm an activist, I knew folks who don't think about these things every day probably have a really hard time. And so I was really hoping that this book would try to summarize and make some of these really tough issues more digestible and easy for parents to talk about and, you know, trusted adults to talk about with kids.
Illinois is the first state in the country to outlaw book bans. So, of course, that book will be available everywhere here. And you're right. Everything I gathered was it was the Department of Defense and the 67,000 students who are mostly children of our members of our military. They were the ones that pulled it. And what we've found in the past when we've talked about book bans is there maybe a handful of people in the U.S. and they make it their life's work to get books banned. In fact, I think one woman was responsible for filing bans against 500 different books or something crazy like that. But have parents reached out to you? Has anyone who had a child read the book reach out and say, hey, you know, via email or social media?
No. No, I have not. I haven't heard from anybody about this book personally, and even over the last almost 2 weeks since it's been banned, since I found it was banned, and I've been talking about it online. I haven't heard from anybody. So I do. I guess some people need hobbies, and this is what some people do: is just file book ban requests.
How concerned are you about the impact book bans could have on literacy and critical thinking?
I'm super concerned. So the People magazine article links to a Pen America report on book bans and really talks about the threat of all these book bans on literacy and just knowledge that young people can have. The percentage of nonfiction books like mine that have been banned went up from like 14% to 29% in 1 year. This is a massive jump and a massive concern, because then we're now trying to gatekeep information from young people. Information like, you know, mine's an ABC book, and some of the other books that are banned were about insects and skeletons and medieval life. Something really simple and basic. Considering the world we're living in right now, especially how many of our children are now growing up on screens and just a tap away from misinformation, lies, and half-truths, we need to be telling our children the truth, facts, teaching them our history and how we got to this space. And some of that helps us answer those questions. I mean, when we're teaching kids to share their toys on the playground, and yet we have billionaires who are hoarding wealth, and we have people living in tents on Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah, and your daughter noticed it, just like all children do. J is yes. For Justice and Activism Alphabet is the book we're talking about. It made the list of one of the most banned books in America. Any other time an author would want to be featured in People magazine, but many times this does benefit you. Have you seen an increase in sales?
I've seen an increase in sales, yes. Yeah. I do know that the book is back ordered, and my publisher is talking to, you know, try to make things move a little faster. So if anyone does order it and it's on back order, it's going to get to you.
And if there are parents or grandparents listening who are skeptical about the book, they're just unsure, they weren't aware of it up until this conversation, what would you want them to know before they decide whether their child should read it?
Read it yourself. It is in libraries around the country. It is at CPL, Chicago Public Library. Check it out. Read it for yourself. You know, the A is for Activist, features a girl that is modeled after my own daughter. And, you know, F is for Folding Chair, which is after a part of Shirley Chisholm's great quote about pulling a folding chair at a table so you have a voice. The book is about acknowledging the fact that kids do see injustices in the world, and that affirming that they have a voice in trying to solve these, address these issues, and asking questions.
And now do you feel like, oh my gosh, I've got three or four more books in me. I'm ready to write.
I always have three or four more books in me. Now I need to actually write them.
Really nice to meet you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.